Did you know that Celine Dion won Eurovision twice?
I did not know that, but Canada was bringing it with Celine Dion. I mean, it amazes me that they sent her instead of Bryan Adams, who was cutting it like a knife all those years ago.
Do you know that ABBA was discovered on Eurovision?
I did not know that.
This is fascinating. All right, so American Song Contest premiered last night on NBC, and it's like the American version of Eurovision. The reason why it took us so long to do it took 25 years to get the rights for America to do this.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
So Eurovision, like, it's a contest that was developed after World War II. Too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, basically?
Yeah.
For unity in Europe.
Exactly. So, now, after watching it last night, it's clear that producer John is going to have to write random songs about states. It's the only thing we can do that
makes
sense.
We're going to have to do it all the time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yep. All right. So, this new show that's on NBC is hosted by Snoop Dogg and Kelly Clarkson. Here they are talking about what it is.
I'm born and bred California, straight up out the east side of LBC.
Y'all, I'm a Texas girl at heart, and we go big or we go home. And every musician in this country feels the same way about where they come from.
And that's what this competition is all about.
All right, so now it's all 50 states plus the territories. Everybody has an artist representing them.
Okay.
So you represent your state or your territory. And some of them are like famous musicians we know, like Macy Gray is from Ohio, Jewel is from Alaska, Cisco is from Maryland, and then I was disappointed when I found out that Cisco wasn't going to sing the thong song.
Wait a minute, they sent Cisco?
They sent Cisco.
After all these years.
Yeah. Gotta be somebody better in Maryland. Gotta be at least one person who's played songs better.
Not for nothing.
I'm not gonna make it better or worse, but I mean, seriously, there was nobody else just more valid at the moment?
I'm gonna make it better or worse.
All right.
Michael Bolton from Connecticut. So,
God love him.
I was watching this last night. And a lot of these lesser-known artists that are representing the other states,
sure,
like, they brought it. This is Alexa from Oklahoma.
That's pretty good for a song you never heard before.
Right.
Right? That's cool.
Yeah, so they're all new songs that they wrote to represent their state.
So wait a minute. So even the people that are like big performers, like Michael Bolton or whatever, it's a new song.
Yeah, so speaking of Michael Bolton, he was up last night and he sang this song.
Okay. These all uplifting songs here, too. Like, I know that that's the theme at Eurovision.
We gotta rise like we never been burned.
I love it. Ooh. Right. Yeah, but then Puerto Rico showed up, and they took the house down with this.
All right.
I thought for sure.
Book your vacations now.
Yeah, I thought for sure that Snoop Dogg was going to have a heart attack during that. He was getting down so hard. So what we've done is we've taken our old prize wheel. We've put all the U.S. states and territories on it. We're going to spin this wheel. Then producer John, who has his guitar like he always does, he has, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes to go write a song for whatever state it lands on. And it has to be about the state.
Let me clarify here. Did you see Guam on the show yesterday? Because Anna was very excited to put the territories
on
the list today.
I meant
she was
to
like,
Google
is
it.
Guam a territory? Is Guam?
Shh.
So it's on there.
I just wasn't sure. I wasn't sure.
All right. Spin it anyways. Let's find out.
<All right.
laughs> I can't wait to see if he writes a song about Guam.
What state?
Looks like Indiana.
All right. Producer John, go write a song about Indiana.
Do it.
Go. It's coming up next. Great news. I was right. Guam is part of the U.S. It is a territory.
Well, okay.
And Jason Jay will be representing Guam on NBC's American Song Contest.
I mean, what a crazy life for Kelly Clarkson, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, American Idol all those years ago, all these awards, all these album sales, talk shows. Now she's hosting a show with Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg would have been a mentor on American Idol all those years ago.
I know.
Like, what a wild ride, right?
Yeah.
And she deserves every bit of it.
So, American Song Contest premiered last night on NBC. And if you're not, like, don't know why it's such a big deal, it's because over in Europe, they have this thing called Eurovision Song Contest. And it's massive. It's, like, bigger than American Idol ever was here in America.
Right.
And, like, major artists have come out. And how it works is that each state and territory has one artist that represents it, but it's not like American Idol. A lot of them are lesser known, but many of them are Grammy winners. Plus, you have like Michael Bolton, Macy Gray, Cisco.
Those would be Grammy winners. Right?
Jewel.
Those would be established artists. Right?
Like, right, representing each state, and each state has to write a song, and like that's the song, and you choose what's going to be the greatest song in the U.S.
So even if it's an established artist from one of these different states, it's a new original song. So we thought it would be a good idea to represent all the states and territories on our prize wheel here in the studio.
Yeah.
We gave it a spin, and much to Anna's chagrin, we did not come up with Guam. No. It was Indiana that actually was our first winner right there.
So producer John has only had a few minutes to write a song about Indiana. Now, what did you do? Did you just like Wikipedia Indiana?
That's exactly what I did. Yes. I Google searched Indiana, and that's just whatever. Literally, the first thing that popped up is what's Indiana famous for? This entire song is written about those five bullet points.
All right. You're going to be our Eurovision / American Song Contest star. We're ready to hear your song about Indiana.
All right. Let's see. This one's called Holler at the Hoosiers.
Okay.
You gotta holler at the Hoosiers, the opposite of a loser. Because in the state of Indiana, the claim to fame is corn and the University of Notre Dame. Because the Hoosiers, they know how to drive. The Indy 500 makes you feel alive. It doesn't matter what state you're in. The place you want to be is N-I-N with the Hoosiers.
For 6 minutes.
I really wanted it to be
7 minutes
longer because it was really good.
You are always telling me to make my song shorter, Anna Zapp.
I know, but that one was like, I was really, really into that one. I was ready for verse two.
Yeah, I'm so bad at geography. I got to go back and fact check like three things he said in the song. But
I mean, listen, if I have 12 minutes, you can have a second verse.
Well, I think you did a great job. Great job. I think if we had to select anybody to be on American Song Contest, you would represent the Anna and Raven Show, our territory.
Woo!
Great job.